And now the game where we ask famous people questions about things they don't know anything about. The game's called Not My Job. For nearly 10 years, Joy Behar has been one of the women who've made ABC's The View one of daytime TV's biggest hits. The show is watched by millions of viewers. The show has won 20 daytime Emmys. In addition, she's a successful comedian and author, and she has just released her first children's book. Shitsu Kaka Poo Poo, My Kind of Dog, is the name of the book. Despite that, we're very happy to have her with us today. Joy Behar, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you. To hear somebody from NPR say Shitsu Kaka Poo Poo really turns me on.
There you go. I'm here for you, Joy.
All right.
Well, let's get right to it. This is your first children's book, right?
Big yes,
illustrated
it is.
Book?
Yes.
Can you describe it for our audience?
It's about my dog, Max, who was a mixture of a Shih Tzu, one part Kaka and two parts Poodle. He was a Shih Tzu Kaka Poo Poo, get it?
Yeah.
And, one time I actually took this dog, whose name was Max, to the Westminster show, and they wouldn't let him in. And that inspired me to write a story about how he was rejected by purebreds and other snotty dogs. And that's what happened, and that's why this book came about.
Right. So it was sort of autobiographical, this book.
Well, it's not autobiographical as much as it's about this dog, Max, who...
Well, I meant in the sense not so much about you.
I mean, that's an
Although I have to admit, you know, as I read the book about the tension of her joining this group, the dog joining the group, I thought about, you know, you and Star and the tensions there, and I didn't, maybe it was an allegory, but no.
Well, you know, people think that we had a lot of tension off camera, but we did not. We only had some tension on camera.
Now, how can that work, though? I mean, you just...
Because we don't hang out after the show.
Oh, I see. How can there be fights when you refuse to have anything to do with each other unless you have to?
There you go.
Yeah. Well, let's go right to that because, of course, we're talking about your incredibly successful TV program, The View.
Yeah.
You and Barbara Walters have been on it since the beginning. You've had a cast of really interesting women personalities sitting there on this couch. And now, of course, Rosie O'Donnell's on the show.
Yes, Rosie's here now, yeah.
Yeah, she is a larger-than-life personality.
Yes.
She's getting in the news. Has that been sort of difficult to adjust to her style?
Not really. I mean, I go back with her to the comedy clubs. You know, we were comics together. But we've been through the wars together, you know, so we kind of could have hit it off. And, you know, I like her very much. In fact, I'm thinking of becoming a lesbian.
Really? Just to acquire her sort of earthy simplicity.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
And her Birkenstocks.
Exactly. You know what's interesting? You actually get a free pair. You just got to send in a coupon when you make the change, and they send you one. It's like a starter kit. It's really great.
Nice. That's very nice.
So there's an incentive for you.
And a nice flannel shirt, I think.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I have to say, I mean, I cannot imagine, because you're all such strong individual personalities, all of you on that show. In fact, everyone has ever been on it.
Yes.
And I can't imagine men of that equivalent level of sort of forcefulness ever getting along long enough to do a show for a day, let alone 10 years. Maybe fist fights would be over.
You know, Peter, what's ironic about what you're saying is that we've tried to have men sitting at the table with us, but women are simply not interested in what men have to say.
Really?
Yeah. It's a fact.
It comes as a surprise to me. I always thought they always walked away because they had pressing appointments. I don't
know. You don't know everything.
I guess not. I want to clear one thing up because it comes up a lot in your career. Despite your style, despite your occasional use of Yiddishisms, you are not Jewish.
No, I'm not. I'm Italian-American background.
Right. But even though occasionally you throw in the little Jewish joke, the little Yiddish.
Well, you know, the language is very colorful, you know. A shekel is funnier than a dollar.
That's true.
I mean? Yeah.
I've always felt that.
Yeah.
Also, it was Lenny Bruce said that if you're from New York... and you're a Gentile, you're a Jew. If you're a Jew and you're in Dayton, Ohio, you're a Gentile.
Well, he was big on stereotypes, but what I would say is that Lenny Bruce, if I may quote the master, said that Italians are happy Jews.
No, when I grew up, actually, my town seemed to be evenly divided between Jews and Italians.
Oh,
and so
yeah?
I had a lot of Italian friends, and we always... that we were very similar, very family-oriented and loud and brash and food-oriented, but the difference was that if you're a Jewish kid and you do something, well, if you do something wrong, your mother will kill herself, and if you're an Italian kid, you do something wrong, your mother will kill you.
That's funny. That's probably true.
No, I think so.
But no, you know, I didn't ever. No one ever, ever touched a hair on my face. Let me tell you something. I grew up in an extremely, extremely easygoing family in that way. No one would ever dare to touch, hit me.
No, I bet not. I wouldn't. No.
You know, Max, the Shih Tzu Poo Poo Kaka dog.
Get it straight, Paul. It's Shih Tzu Kaka Poo Poo.
Well, he said that all Shih Tzus that live in New York are really German Shepherds.
Who really said that? Yeah.
Yeah, if I can quote the master.
Joy Behar, we are delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Look, Mommy, I drew a horse with Ed Meese's head.
We were thrilled to get a copy of the new book, Presidential Doodles, a compendium ranging from George Washington's geometric patterns to George W. Bush's impromptu note at the UN asking Condi Rice for permission to go to the bathroom. It's in the book. We're going to ask you, Joy, three questions about doodling in the halls of power. Get two questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in their home answering machine.
I don't even understand the setup.
Carl, who is Joy Behar playing for?
Joy is playing for Jamie Larson of Chicago.
There you
are. I know her.
You do? First question. Some presidents have become famous as doodlers. Some of Ronald Reagan's work has been auctioned off. But the highest artistic tribute was paid to President Herbert Hoover. When what happened? A. Artist Salvador Dali praised him as, quote, the most truly instinctual, non-intellectual, even brainless artist to have ever lived, unquote. B. One of his doodles became the pattern for a line of children's clothing known as Hoover Scribble Rompers. Or C. The Caribbean nation of St. Kitts and Nevis used one of his drawings for a postage stamp.
C.
C. You're going to go for the postage stamp down at St.
Yeah.
Kitts and Nevis.
Yeah.
No, it was actually the kids' rompers.
Really?
Yeah, the president did this elaborate geometrical doodle. He then gave it to a friend. The friend then sold it, and it got publicized. Huge issue back in the 20s, and eventually somebody put it on this clothing for kids.
How do we know you're telling the truth?
Well, it's in the book. It's in the book, Presidential Doodles. All right, you have two more chances here. Now, doodles are often a stream of consciousness activity. John F. Kennedy, doodling during a meeting in 1962, wrote down some seemingly unconnected words. What were they? A. Unemployment. Communism. Cheese. Or was it B. Bay of Pigs. Chewing gum. Filibuster. Buster Brown. Or was it C. Hoover. Dress. Maelstrom. Antwerp.
A.
You're going to go for A, unemployment, communism, cheese?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
One for Jamie.
We don't know why Kennedy wrote that. Maybe he was working on a theory that unemployment leads to communism because of the working class's desire for cheese. Now, you're one for two. If you get this one right, you'll win.
Okay.
Sometimes people read too much into the doodles of the powerful. Once British newspapers got a hold of some doodles out of Prime Minister Blair's office. They analyzed the doodles. They said they showed the artist was mentally unstable, impractical, and unable to finish tasks. But Prime Minister Blair got the last laugh when it was revealed what? A. The drawings were done by Blair's 6-year-old daughter, who visited right before the meeting. B. The drawings were planted to prove that the newspapers were rooting through Blair's trash. Or C. The drawings were really done by tycoon Bill Gates.
It's not C. So it's A or B. I go for A.
You go for A. That was really done by his 6-year-old daughter. No, it was C. It really was Bill Gates. He was visiting.
Wow.
He doodled. They found the doodles.
All right. Well, good. I mean, I'm sorry that I didn't get that because the woman is not winning the prize now.
Well, actually, we don't know until Carl says it. So, Carl, how did Joy Behar do in our...
I have to live with this guilt now?
Yeah, basically. It's all right. You're not Jewish. You don't have guilt. Carl... How did Joy Behar do in our quiz?
Well, Joy needed at least two correct answers to win the prize. She had just one correct answer.
Oh.
So she didn't, in fact, win.
She did not. Oh,
so what is Jamie going to get now?
Jamie is going to get the consolation of hearing her name on the radio.
Oh, big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Well, I know, but it's something. It's more than nothing.
All right. Thank you. Can I go now?
Joy Behar is a comedian, TV host, and the author of a new children's book, Shih Tzu Kakapupu, My Kind of Dog. Of course, you can see her just about every weekday on The View on ABC. Joy Behar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.